producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to air the special report that premiered on the Nightly News Friday for two segments of Steve Pachinik. Dr. Pachinik joins us live to not just talk about the Bin Laden raid being a hoax, but the fact that they would try to sell a hoax like this. What does it mean that no one's buying it, to where the SEAL, the third SEAL, two others have written books claiming they shot him, has come out and said it doesn't matter if anyone killed Bin Laden. That's close quote, CNN headline. I got so busy, I'm going to cover this in the next segment, I didn't even add in our special report, inside sources, Bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. That's from 2011. And we have links to the clips with Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State. Benazir Bhutto came out, the president of Pakistan, and got killed right after it, saying that he was already dead. And, of course, let us not forget Walter Cronkite. So there's the deal. No matter how many fake Bin Laden photos they put out and people think they've seen classified stuff, it's all complete baloney. So that's coming up in the next segment. Getting into other news here, Obama reportedly rejected GOP offer on amnesty and immigration reform because it wasn't complete and total. Because he wanted just total power and control. And he's reportedly now yelled at Joe Biden, the Weekly Standard reports, during a meeting last Friday with Joe Biden and others in the meeting, and Boehner was in there along with Secretary of Defense Hagel. And Obama was basically saying, to paraphrase the article, we're not going to compromise anything. I'm just going to sign an executive order and legalize everybody. And Boehner was saying, well, you're going to get in trouble for that. You can't do that. Give us time. We'll compromise. And Biden said, how much time do you need? And Obama cut him off and just basically said, shut up. So all is not well in paradise up there. And I was back during the couple breaks. I was back in the coffee room getting a glass of water. And I saw Obama getting on, I guess he was leaving China. He was getting on Air Force One to go somewhere else. They said to check on democratization in other countries, spreading freedom, yes, all trying to take it here at home. And he looked completely crazed and angry and nuts. Because even though he's a puppet, a narcissist like that goes from, 70% approval ratings and being the greatest thing since sliced bread to being anathema and a laughingstock, even on the nightly news and on all those late night shows. He doesn't like that one stinking bit, believe me. You think Al Gore likes being laughed at as well? One more story I want to do before we go to break. This is so interesting. Exclusive. Pilot who survived Virgin spacecraft explosion tells how he regained consciousness on the way down to Earth. Daily Mail. And gave the thumbs up to a passing aeroplane to say, I'm okay. Now, only being a cutting-edge human do you get to do that. They say he punched out at 70,000 feet. The other pilot tried to bring it down to ground, and it crashed and died. And imagine you're falling 70,000 feet, and then you pass a jetliner at 30,000 feet in the busy corridor over California, and you thumbs up them. I mean, that is awesome. The only way humans are going to space, and the only way we're going to stay in the game and build technology to serve us and really empower us is to realize the globalists have decided to build it to enslave us and make us obsolete. We've got to take technology and make sure it really improves us to dominate and continue on. All of our ancestors fought and scraped and did battle with tigers and lions and huge cave bears twice the size of grizzly bears. They've dug them up all over Europe where groups as little as like 15 men would kill a giant bear twice the size of a grizzly bear with stones and spears. I mean, can you imagine how rough humans can really get? Like, I saw a big university study out of England last year. You can pull it up that our ancestors, they dug folks up in Europe and Africa, had bones basically twice as thick. That's how weak we've gotten domestication. I guess the Bible's right that we're degenerating from the days of Noah, not as strong. I mean, can you imagine there used to be like guys used to take on bears with just wood spears and kill them? You don't see that going on now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
When you're up,
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're crazed. We love freedom. We wear our bias of telling the truth and being unapologetic about defending freedom on our sleeve. Now, I'm going to premiere for the radio audience a special report here, and then Dr. Pachinik will join us live after two segments to break it down because he was there with us 13 years ago exposing that bin Laden was indeed dead from his sources in intelligence, and of course, Steve Pachinik ran PSYOPs for the State Department that basically runs the other agencies, ran the Camp David Accords, founded Delta Force with General Boykin. So he said it at the time, said they'd roll him out later. He did. Madeleine Albright went public. Others went public. Even the Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani president, went public. They killed her like a week later. She said he'd been dead a decade before. So they need this hoax to stand. And the third Navy SEAL who claims he killed bin Laden has come out today. Here's the headline from CNN. Shooter, it doesn't matter anymore if I killed bin Laden. Former Navy SEAL says he fired the shot that killed Osama bin Laden, says he doesn't care if people believe him. The most important thing I've learned in the last 2 years is, to me, is it doesn't matter anymore if I'm the shooter, said Robert O'Neill. I don't even know who Robert O'Neill is, folks, but they're using the SEALs for propaganda. They blew up the helicopter with 23 of them on, and I've talked to their families before anybody else did. I'm just saying, we didn't make this up. I went out on a limb when I covered it. Got a lot of threats over it, but it later came out. The families went public and others saying they thought they murdered their sons to cover up the fact that they killed a body double. And when you see CNN with blue screens back in 1991 and blue screens a few years ago at Sandy Hook, not on location, doing fake reports. I don't know how much of it's fake, but they're doing fake reports. And they've been caught doing it, and MSNBC. Of course you don't believe them. If you want to see that video of CNN engaging in hoaxes and their ratings falling down to nothing and them getting dumped off major satellite systems, it's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We just retweeted it. CNN Death Spiral Special Report. So we premiered that on the radio earlier. See the video that goes along with it if you're a radio listener on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and retweet it at Real Alex Jones. Help us get it out to people. A very good report that David Knight put together today for the radio show. And we're not wanting to destroy CNN just because they're competition. They're a bunch of anti-gun, anti-family, anti-male role model, twits, anti-Christian. They're nothing compared to MSNBC, but that's collapsing as well. We're just showing you how they're collapsing. So that report, if you want to see it, not just hear it, is on InfoWars.com right now. Pay it forward to folks. That's how we spread the word. That's why we have millions of listeners a day, and they don't, is because you are promoting freedom. It's a culture war. Now, we'll play part of the report here, come back in the next segment and play the whole thing. But here is the report we did Friday night for the Nightly News on the latest hoax claiming that bin Laden was indeed killed a few years ago. Here it is. And welcome back to this Friday edition of InfoWars Nightly News. This is a special report, a special investigation to look into the supposed death back on May 2nd, 2011, of Osama bin Laden, taken out by the Navy SEALs. Now, we're going to try to go through this report as quickly as possible, but the amount of evidence proving that the official story is a contrivance, a fairy tale, is mountainous. We're going to move through it quickly here today from A to Z. First off, we're covering this, obviously, again, because Robert O'Neill, a Navy SEAL veteran of 15 years, came out on Fox News yesterday and with the Washington Post as well and said that he indeed took out Osama bin Laden. Well, here's the problem. First off, remember Private Jessica Lynch, who supposedly took out an Iraqi column? Turned out she was hiding in the back of the vehicle. It was all a Pentagon production to try to recruit women into the military. A bunch of the members of her team started speaking out, started getting executed and dying in the U.S. and overseas. And she came out and said it was a fraud, a recruiting tactic that I was ordered to be part of in PSYOPs. Jerry Bruckheimer got involved in advising the production of it in the so-called rescue days after the Iraqis had pulled out. Pat Tillman wouldn't be a propagandist anymore. And so he was executed. He was taken out. And it came out in the Army's reports later that he was indeed murdered, and there was a highest level cover-up of that as they get rid of people that are inconvenient. So, number one, there is a long, sordid history of this. Number two, Obama just was defeated in a big election. He needs to remind us that he took out Osama bin Laden. So that's one reason this guy pops up right on time. Now, I'm not putting down Robert O'Neill, but they know we trust Navy SEALs a lot more than Obama. Here's another problem. Two other Navy SEALs, supposedly part of the raid, who've written books and gone public, have said months ago that this story isn't true. I have interviewed family members on air. We'll put some of those interviews on screen for you so you can go see them in full, where they said right after it happened and then years later on my show that their Navy SEAL sons who had died, they believed were basically killed in that helicopter explosion to cover up the fact that it was really a Osama bin Laden body double who was actually working for the CIA that was taken out. And we're going to show a document cam here, and then Rob is going to go over all these articles for everybody here in a moment. But we have over 100 articles, most of them mainstream, showing that there was no body on the ship. They didn't dump him in the ocean. They tried to cover it up. It goes on and on. There wasn't a real Situation Room live feed going on. So that's the most frustrating part of our job, is that we do the research day after day. We came out day one and showed the anomalies. We predicted in 2002 that he'd already been killed with inside sources. They would later roll his body out at a politically expedient point. So we are deep researchers with major whistleblowers like Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of Pentagon PSYOPs, exposing the fact that this would be rolled out at a later date.
Got that right here.
So we're going to break it all down here for you. You can check all of these sources. But the reason this is being brought out now is to try to get people recruited into the Navy that's having big problems and PR problems. But most importantly, as a political victory after the election to remind people that Obama supposedly took out Osama. So the whole thing is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. But remember, years after I interviewed the families, talked to Navy SEALs in person, it's come out in the news exactly what our sources told us, that the majority of the families believe they blew up that helicopter months after they supposedly took out bin Laden to shut up the SEALs that that were talking about the fact that they showed up at the house, there was no security there, and it was basically a body double that was set up. And it's later come out that the CIA was casing the joint using an inoculation program as the cover. So nothing about this has turned out to be true. Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, come out and said it's 100% false. Rob Dew, I want you to walk through some of this, and then I'll get into some of the other angles. But, again, it's hard to tackle a mountain of evidence like this showing that the official story is a fraud. But I think the biggest issue is all the Navy SEALs on his team are saying different things.
They can't agree. And that's the thing. When you have a bunch of people telling a lie, they can't figure out what the truth is. So they're just going to say different things and then say, no, you're lying. You've got a couple books written, SEAL Target Geronimo and No Easy Day. Don't agree with each other at all. And these are published books. And they're supposedly interviews with the SEALs.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. We'll come to the conclusion of the report and then get former top Black Ops PSYOP commander Steve Pachinik on to break down the fraud. Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. Stay with us.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In this segment, we're going to have about 80% of the time we need to air the rest of this investigative report, but I'm having one of our writers right now post it to the top of Infowars.com, the full videos. You can see the documentation, the news articles, the quotes, the history, the video clips. So that'll be on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. We're going to air more of the investigative report in a moment, but I'm not joking when I say this. A London Independent. Virus that makes humans more stupid, discovered. And it's an algae found in the water supply. John Hopkins found it by accident, while studying throat microbes. We talk a lot about algae being connected to a lot of these lung diseases and brain damage. And again, I just talked about these parasites infecting 300,000 Americans, causing heart attacks and all sorts of mental problems. But no one will test for that when you go to the doctor. But they'll freak out all day about something that doesn't matter. I'm telling you, they'll end up putting this on the water on purpose to make us dumb, just like the fluoride. What do you think vaccines are? They're IQ reducers. It's social engineering. And they're coming out with vaccines they call stress-relieving vaccines they want to give the troops that are live viruses that go and eat part of the brain. So you get a lobotomy, basically, via virus. See my investigative report from 4 years ago, Brain-Eating Vaccines, on YouTube. Speaking of investigative reports, here is the Bin Laden death hoax special report with the latest info, video on Infowars.com. Rob, do I want you to walk through some of this, and then I'll get into some of the other angles. But, again, it's hard to tackle a mountain of evidence like this showing that the official story is a fraud. But I think the biggest issue is, all the Navy SEALs on his team are saying different things.
They can't agree. And that's the thing. When you have a bunch of people telling a lie, they can't figure out what the truth is. So they're just going to say different things and then say, no, you're lying. You've got a couple books written, SEAL Target Geronimo and No Easy Day. Don't agree with each other at all. And these are published books. And they're supposedly interviews with the SEALs, interviews with the teams. One of them's even written by one of the SEALs on the raid who doesn't agree with Rob O'Neill about who was in there first and who actually got the shot off that killed Bin Laden. Now, first thing, there's here we did back in 2011 in May, Paul Joseph Watson, 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. There you go right there. Before that, we published the fake Situation Room photos, which we're going to put up on
the screen. We said they were fake. They admitted a week later they were fake.
Exactly.
We brought up the 10 facts that have now been brought out in Congress.
Exactly. And then you have Obama coming out on a 60 Minutes interview and saying, we didn't even know if it was the Prince of Dubai in this compound. We weren't even sure. So they didn't even have the correct intelligence. And then later you have the administration won't release Bin Laden records. And then AP did a Freedom of Information Act request. And here they are from March 15, 2012. The Pentagon told the AP this month it cannot locate any photographs or video taken during the raid or showing Bin Laden's body. It also cannot find any images of Bin Laden's body on the Navy aircraft carrier where the Al-Qaeda leader's body was taken. The Pentagon said it cannot find any death certificate, autopsy report, DNA identification.
And this is a year.
They had plenty of time to fabricate.
After the people on the ship by the hundreds said, well, there was no body, no funeral. They claimed a funeral, and then everyone had seen it. They're on, and then they start court-martialing them to shut them up.
Exactly. And it's not like they didn't have any DNA material of Osama bin Laden. He'd been visiting a hospital in the months before 9/11. This came out of Le Figaro. 2 months before September 11th, Osama bin Laden flew to Dubai for 10 days of treatment in an American hospital where he's visited by the local CIA agent.
And that's one of the biggest publications in France. This is in The Guardian.
In The Guardian, yeah. And then we have a transcript from a 2002 interview with you and Steve Pachinik where he's talking about he was already dead, that he had a kidney problem, and that wasn't even well known. And then President Musharraf said they destroyed his dialysis machines in the caves of Afghanistan.
And I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence that ran the CIA operations against the Russians on, Hamid Ghul, concurring with our analysis.
And then you go to the ship. Leaked. Bin Laden not buried at sea. Body moved on CIA plane to the U.S. That's not what they told us first. They said we buried him at sea. And then you go to the aircraft carrier. Leaked. Bin Laden not buried at sea. Body moved on CIA plane to U.S. That's directly opposite of what they said. They buried him at sea. They washed him. They did it all according to Muslim tradition, which doesn't exist. There are no burials
at sea. And Stratford, that's basically a CIA propaganda outfit here in Austin, one of the most prominent, even on the Bilderberg, they came out, and when the emails got leaked, they were saying, say that we brought him to the U.S. to counter Alex Jones.
There you go. And then no sailors saw Bin Laden's body buried at sea. And then they started just charging naval officers from that vessel, saying they were for drug use and distribution. So they're trying to cover their butts in every situation.
The most court-martials ever for a ship.
There you go. So Bin Laden was buried at sea from the Carl Vinson in May after the Al-Qaeda leader was killed in a raid by U.S. Navy SEALs on his Pakistan hideout. The ship normally has 5,000 sailors. As I said, it was unknown if any of the sailors faced discipline.
So again, we got Reuters here, but then we've got them later in the Associated Press saying a totally different story after Stratford tells them to come out with this new story to, quote, counter Alex Jones. So, again, I'm not bragging when I say we've been following this day one. It's not like we're Johnny-come-latelys. I met with a Navy SEAL who was active duty, whose friend blew up on the helicopter, and he talked to their family and said they talked to other SEALs and that they believe a bomb was on board and that Obama was getting rid of them. Well, then, years later, I get other families on to say the exact same thing, and then now it's even on Fox News. So what I'm saying is we had the intel day one. We were proven accurate. This isn't about us. It's that our sources were correct, and it's all been borne out, so we know what really happened. He'd been dead a long time. They went and set up some guy that looked like him, enough like him, to fool and to mess with the minds of the SEALs who aren't sure. Then they blow up a helicopter on the ground to confuse things. A couple of months later, they blow up another helicopter with 23 SEALs. They said no training, yep. No mission preparation. They'd never been on a mission like this. They fly them out, and they get blown up. I mean, this is a major setup. Keep going through it.
And BBC even released a report where they interviewed neighbors, and none of them ever even saw Bin Laden in the 5 years he was supposedly there. They had never seen him. And then you have that crazy video that came out of the guy saying that the helicopter landed, then it was taken off and it blew up and there were bodies everywhere. So who knows what happened that night? We're never going to find out. That's why you have to create all these fake books and Hollywood productions, you know, with Catherine Bigelow jumping in.
To make it a fiction.
Yeah.
To make it a legend. Yeah, but that's what I was told day one by the SEALs, is that, no, they blew up the helicopter, taken off, and nobody shot at it. They'd already taken the guys out in the house. Yeah. Limited resistance. And then they really figured out when the second helicopter blew up. These aren't stupid guys.
This is an operation against us. We're being useful idiots.
That's what they said. We're being taken out.
Yeah.
And so now this guy comes out. He didn't get killed that night when the helicopter blew up. He didn't get killed when the other SEALs, all from this mission, got crammed on. And he's now out here. Robert O'Neill, and the other SEALs don't agree with him. So who's lying? Is it the other SEALs or is it Robert O'Neill?
Are they all lying? They could all be telling part of a tale just to keep it confusing. It's called a smokescreen. It's a propaganda technique that they use, and they throw out a lot of different things. You're not sure what's going on.
And then all the guys that wouldn't play ball?
They're dead. Dead men tell no tales. And that's the sad thing about this, because you do have these SEALs that go on dangerous missions. They've got some top secret clearances. They're out there putting their lives on the line.
They're commando spies.
Right. And now they're part of this whole fabrication. And it's really sad to see that it's still going on after all these years. We put out tons of reports about this stuff. Day one, we came out and said,
all right, folks, there's three or four more minutes. And he gets into his uncle, who's a Navy SEAL, with some key info. So see the full report on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and retweet it at Real Alex Jones. We'll be back with Dr. Steve Pachenik with more on how a psyop works. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a frequent guest, very interesting fellow, stevepachenik.com, co-wrote a bunch of novels with Tom Clancy, produced major Hollywood films. He's a composite character in the films of Jack Ryan, and wrote NetForce, OpsCenter, you name it. He ran the Camp David Accords as the head of State Department PSYOPs, helped found Delta Force with General Boykin, worked with, of course, Bush Sr. and many others. Very interesting guy. And he was, of course, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations until he resigned. And I remember seeing articles that he was writing critical of the system back in early 2002, so I called, got him on the show. And sure enough, he came on, and boy, a lot of heat got brought out against myself, him. He got visits, I got visits. Then Walter Cronkite, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright later. Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani president, went public and said that Bin Laden had died a long time ago, that it was a hoax, that they were hunting him. They killed her, machine gunned her. Our news had announced that she'd hit her head on her car, even though it was video of her being shot. This is the government saying 2 plus 2 equals 5. Obama saying raising debt doesn't raise debt. Or you didn't build your business. They are attempting to overthrow reality and gaslight us, but it isn't working. Dr. Steve Pachinik is a medical doctor, also a psychiatrist, and he also Harvard University, multiple degrees, and MIT. And he's done a lot of secret work from North Korea to you name it. And stevepachinik.com, he joins us. Steve, you got a short segment here, a long segment coming up, but this is, you know, 25 minutes we've got left here today on this live Sunday edition. I know you don't want to get into the whole bin Laden raid itself or your sources or whatever, but you've been borne out correct 13 years ago on my show. Now this new Navy SEAL, conflicting stories with others, night and day, comes out, this O'Neill guy, and says that he killed the Easter Bunny a couple years ago on May Day. What is the truth, and why is this story so big, and why have in WikiLeaks emails with Stratford and the CIA, they're freaking out about our interviews. That's been in the news. Why are they so scared of us saying this is a fraud, Dr. Steve Pachinik?
Well, the real issue is that Alex Jones and Dr. Steve Pachinik combined reached out to millions of Americans and worldwide and say, look, the 9/11 stand down was created by Bush, Jr. and Cheney and Rumsfeld. Osama bin Laden was already dead and had been dead from Marfan syndrome. No one could contradict that. No one ever has contradicted it. The worst part is that on your show in 2002, you and I discussed an issue where I predicted that whomever would be president of the United States, whomever, I had no idea it would be Obama. I had no idea whether it was a man or a woman. I said, on the day that president declares that we are finished in Iraq and Afghanistan, we will have killed, and that day he will claim that we will have killed Osama bin Laden. And true to form, the president of the United States, 10 to 11 years later, Obama, comes out and says he killed Osama bin Laden, which was absolutely absurd. Both the narrative and the prediction was such that the entire intelligence community of America was tied in a knot because Dr. Steve Pachinik and Mr. Alex Jones predicted that a president of the United States, along with a military and civilian intelligence corps consisting of thousands of people and billions of dollars, would predict that Osama bin Laden, who was already dead for 10 years from Marfan syndrome, would be declared dead by a SEAL Team 6. Now, the reason why this is a disaster is because not only is the credibility of Bush Jr. Destroyed, not only the credibility of Obama destroyed, but the credibility of Bill Clinton is destroyed, because Bill Clinton has not been brought into this issue for a long time. But Bill Clinton was involved in rendition and the prelude to the Osama bin Laden story, because he had already sent physicians from the CIA that summer before Bush Jr. came in, and it was a continuity issue between Clinton and Bush Jr. So the entire administration is now facing a credibility and legitimacy issue when already three SEALs come out, each one claiming they shot the bunny rabbit. There's no way they could have shot a man who was already dead. First of all, whatever that raid was, whether it existed or not, I couldn't care less. But what happened, in effect, is that the credibility of Admiral Mullen, the credibility of Panetta, Secretary of Defense, the credibility of Gates, the Secretary of Defense, the credibility of John Brennan as director of the CIA, the credibility of James Clapper, director of National Intelligence, is entirely brought forth and delegitimized. So you're talking about an entire intelligence system plus a White House and 30 years whose legitimacy has been delegitimized. And now you have Bush Jr. coming out and saying he wants to write a book about his father. He's a painter. And Clinton trying to retool his wife through a system that's already been destroyed.
There's been a major political realignment that you and others predicted at the state level, and that it doesn't matter who you are or what color you are, people are sick of the system. The military is almost completely awake. The police I talked to are awake. In fact, I'm always criticizing government. It seems to be people in the security services, if you call them, that seem to be the most awake. Isn't that a problem for the corrupt establishment?
It is a major problem for the corrupt establishment. Let me hark back, and I'm not going to go on, you can call us conspiracy theorists, but be it as it may, the John F. Kennedy being assassinated is a very real issue in this country. And a civilian president lies and distorts the truth to the entire country, but at the same time puts his intelligence service at a very risky point. Now, let me give you an example. 50 years ago, when John F. Kennedy decided he was not a good president, he had Addison's disease, yet nobody discussed it. He came in, was indecisive, yet he splayed our entire intelligence system, the CIA, all over the world in covert operations, which they were not effective in. And Eisenhower said repeatedly to the CIA and Alan Dulles, you are a legacy of ashes. Subsequently, we have an entire intelligence system in the billions with 16 different units that are not really effective. And they came out even publicly, the CIA said, oh, we haven't armed rebels very well. Well, what happens when you distort and you play with our intelligence system? They come back and they will reprimand the president in ways that the president has no idea. Let me give you an example. When we had the Ebola epidemic, who do you think we went to? Did we go to the CDC? No. They were ineffective. They were civilians.
No, it really is true that no other agency works other than the military.
That's correct. Our military under General Dempsey, who's been very effective in controlling the military, maintaining command and control, and also disagreeing with the President of the United States, has been able to...
And now they're trying to politicize and ruin the Navy with the SEALs. This is just, this is dangerous.
This is not only dangerous, it's disgraceful. Every naval admiral, but now they have a present new chief of naval operations, who I hope will reprimand McRaven, who was in charge of special forces when this occurred and knew he was lying, as well as Stanley McChrystal, who knew he was lying because he had already abused one of our own armed officials, and he killed one of our own soldiers, friendly fire, and will also reprimand Mullen, Gates, Panetta, who has been egregious in his attempts to self-aggrandize at the expense of the President of the United States. He was the one who created this nonsense in this movie that Catherine Bigelow created, and I tried to stop, which was called Zero Dark Thirty. Total, absolute nonsense. The fact that Osama bin Laden was even tracked or in any way trolled was nonsense. Everyone knew in the system that he was dead and that the narrative would never work.
Sure, I mean, he was near death whenever Stratus Ivey in the Army was ordered to stand down in early 2001.
Correct. And so our military officers, now remember, many of these military officers have come up through the ranks, have never seen combat. They came in through the Iraq War, the first Iraq War, so they only saw 36 hours of combat. Many of them are generals, admirals, and Air Force generals who've been dismissed, by the way. Dempsey and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has done a very good job of getting rid of our Air Force generals of the nuclear strategy.
I will stay there, Steve. Let's talk about the power struggle in the government, the different power groups that are there, because this whole Bin Laden thing is just a bird's-eye view, a window into what's really happening, and an example of how shoddy their psyops are. Steve Pachenik, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Here and here, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Check out our guest, amazing website with all the articles and videos, stevepachinik.com. In fact, at the end of the show, I'll tweet out his website at Real Alex Jones, along with the special report, Navy SEALs Ensnared in Bin Laden Death Hoax, a new special video report up on the site. CNN is in a death spiral right now. So is MSNBC. Fox is declining. All the major media is collapsing, not just because of competition, but because they discredited themselves. I guarantee you, I could go on and just read news articles on the platform CNN has into billions of households worldwide and have 20 million viewers an hour during primetime in a matter of weeks. By the way, I've been on Piers Morgan, and he went from 1 million viewers that night to 3.5 million one night. And for a week, his ratings were double and then trailed off. So I've proven it. And I'm not even bragging. You could put an old man or a young lady just covering interesting news up there, and they would have high ratings. People want it, but this is so crafted, so manipulated, so controlled, so BS'd, so managed with the optics that people see it as phony. So the fact is, the fact that my little broadcast is so successful shows how dead on arrival they are. And me and Dr. Pachinik were talking about this during a break. The whole system is having collapsed credibility. And things are devolving to the states in a good way. And there is a major political realignment. Not that this election is perfect, but it signals the true awakening. Dr. Pechenik, you've got the floor for the last 10 minutes. Talk about the awakening or what your view is on it, expounding on that, where you see things going. And then talk about the real power structures in this country. Certainly the Army's not perfect. The Navy's not perfect. The Air Force, the Marines. But because they are basically all that's left of old Renaissance America, that's why I can pull up countless headlines and declassified documents where number one enemy, returning veterans, number one enemy, returning vets, number one enemy, gun owners, libertarians. I mean, didn't the Obama administration know that when they went in and tried to train the non-enlisted officer corps or the general enlisted, the non-commissioned, that that would wake them up? I mean, things like that, saying the military's the enemy shows that we must have some traitors in charge.
Let me put it this way. We have a phenomenal country. Unfortunately, we don't have leaders that are equivalent to the greatness of our country. What do I mean? Despite all of the problems that we've recently had, the Ebola epidemic, what happened? The military did not wait. General Dempsey, at his initiative, decided to send out over 4,000 brave men and women in our army to Liberia, not just to have them contaminated or be contaminated. On the contrary, what was used was intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. They took all the drones from Afghanistan and Pakistan and used it over Liberia and Sierra Leone to monitor and evaluate the degree of the crisis in Liberia and Sierra Leone. In turn, they developed hospitals where, in turn, they had a command and control system, which overrode the CDC and the non-existent of the Surgeon General. So the civilians failed. The President of the United States failed. The CDC failed. The director of the CDC failed. And the Public Health Service failed. As a result, our military went in command and control model, did not ask for permission, was very successful in building the capability. And the Ebola epidemic will be ceased and stopped because of that and because of their initiative. In turn, we have a director of national intelligence, James Clapper, who's been in our system for over 30 years and has not been, and was asked to resign and refused to resign repeatedly, even though Obama denigrated him publicly, saying his intelligence wasn't good enough. Yet this past week, he was able to extradite and extract two American citizens quietly from North Korea. So we have an amazing military under General Martin Dempsey, who's very modest, very quiet, and very effective. The problem is, within our military corps, we've had the braggadocio, the self-aggrandizing men. That came out of the Navy. Why the Navy? Because, in turn, the Navy was very responsible or reacted inappropriately to the demands and control of Bush Jr., John Brennan, the CIA. And this, I go back to Admiral Mullen, Admiral McRaven, the head of Special Forces, who should never have used the Navy in any way for propaganda or promoted his own self-aggrandizement in saying that he killed specifically Osama bin Laden. Nor should the President of the United States lie to the American public that Osama bin Laden was killed by him or anybody
else. But since you started talking about this on my show 13 years ago, now it's admitted it's so clear from being outside government.
Well, it was a lie. Of course it was.
But it's so clear. It's so clear, though, that there are interagency wars. The FBI fighting with the CIA. The NSA fighting with the CIA. But then they're all lined up, generally, attacking the actual armed services, because that's the only thing that goes back to George Washington. That's the only thing they haven't taken over completely. And they know the military isn't going to take the guns. They know they're awake. They know they're like the best people we've got. And so that's why there's this open demonization of the veterans, which is jumping the shark, Dr. Pechenik.
Well, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. We said this for a long time. Number one, the CIA really has to be scrubbed out and cleaned out. Brennan has to be fired, and so do the DDOs, the covert operatives, and the DIs, the analysts. For too long, and for a very long time, they've been under the influence of the Bush family, the Clintons, and others who went to Yale. It is a disastrous organization. For the 30 years that I've been in and out of government, I could rarely rely on the CIA. They are experts on 9/11 and stand down. There was no question that the man who told me this was a stand down worked for Paul Wolfowitz. There's no question that the Jewish neocons who were involved, Wolfowitz, Earl, Elliot Abrams, and those have to be brought up for trial and tribulation. There's no question that Bush and Cheney. But until we do that, this government will not be clean of sin.
And by the way, Dr. Pashinik, you're Jewish.
Yes, I am. I'm very proud I'm Jewish, but I'm not proud of those who've acted against our government and those who inspired the Israelis to work against our own interests. So Israel and being Jewish does not mean that you're Jewish in temperament or so. Most of the Americans really don't care whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. But they do care that is you're American. Unfortunately, American Jews have no idea of their own history of the anti-Semitism and the fact that they were manipulated into a position where they created this 9/11, the stand down, and Israel was in fact involved with Mossad operating. That's not fictitious. That's not theoretical. That's a fact.
Sure. How many countries were involved? Saudi Arabia, clearly, as well.
Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, the ISI of Pakistan, that's the Inner Service Intelligence Service of Pakistan. You're talking about Israel, Mossad operatives, who were already in my house in June before that 9/11. And you're talking about the United States. But the primary...
Listen, I got visited by a major Mossad operative.
Yes, but you know, the Mossad in Israel is insignificant to Israel now, to America. They're a strategic liability. David Petraeus said it, I've said it, and now...
No, I know, but you also got visited and threatened by British intelligence, basically, correct?
Well, yeah, the British have been involved. The British are secondary countries. They're not relevant to the United States. The United States is only relevant to itself and its position in the world.
Well, I mean, I want listeners to understand, though. I mean, you co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. You're a famous spy. You're well-known with the Army and the rest of it. I mean, you're not making this stuff up from your perspective.
No, I'm not making it up. I said it 13 years ago. Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice are very much responsible, as well as Steve Hadley, New York.
Condoleezza Rice called Mayor Willie Brown and said, don't fly to New York tomorrow. And again, I just want to be clear, there's a lot of criminal groups, whether it's U.S., Israel, Britain, Pakistan, all of them have criminal groups within, manipulating, keeping people in the dark. But undoubtedly, there are radical Islamists that are being funded and allowed to attack. And I really loved it a month ago when General Dempsey was in there being grilled by that little guy, the senator on the Armed Services Committee, Lindsey Graham. And Graham said, there are no Muslims, countries funding ISIS. And Dempsey said, of course they're funding it. We're basically funding it, too. So I do see that Dempsey stopped the attack on Syria and that the military is saying no to a lot of this. So I think America's always calling for a military coup. I think what you're getting at is there's kind of a soft coup, a soft refusal to take the guns to start the civil war.
Our military will never attack a civilian. I can assure you that. However, our own civilians will attack civilians, i.e. the CIA, the President of the United States, three of them, Clinton. Let me be sure. Let me make it certain. Bill Clinton and Hillary were very much a part of 9/11. They're not absolved of this. Jeb Bush.
No, I know. They wanted to stand out on killing bin Laden in 96 and 98. Dr. Pashinik, you're on fire today. We're going to have you up for a full hour this week to get into this. Will you come back?
Thank you, Alex, and thank your people, and thank America. We're on a good road. We're doing the right thing, and we've come to the right position. But thank you, Alex, for being very brave.
Well, yeah. Well, I know. I can tell you, this is dangerous, folks. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, Dr. Pashinik.
Thank you.
In fact, let's talk to him now. Set him up the next few days so he can do it. That's it for today, folks. God bless you all. What you heard there was hardcore. Hope you know that. You're not going to hear it anywhere else.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.